Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Let's check in first with meteorologist Heather Kenyon at the National Weather Service. Looks like the heat is ramping back up this weekend for Western New York. Heather, good morning. What are we looking at in Western New York over the next couple of days?
Yeah, good morning. Yes, the heat is here as well as the humidity for the weekend. So we're looking at heat indices getting close to 95, even to 100, beginning Saturday and even possibly on Sunday.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty big, especially for what we're expecting to be a big weekend for people outside, the Taste of Buffalo, things like that. The heat lasts throughout the entire weekend. Do we see relief at some point on Sunday?
So during the weekend, we're also going to see the chance for some showers and thunderstorms. For Saturday, it'll be mainly south of the city. However, Sunday it could be kind of more scattered across the area. So that could actually cool down things. So there's still some uncertainty as to how warm and humid we get on Sunday. But be aware of the forecast and any updates.
And as far as temperatures, what do you think for highs around here this weekend?
Yeah, so for highs, we're going to see a range of 80s, really the southern tier and the south towns. We'll see mid-80s. The city of Buffalo will probably be in the mid-80s, but across the Niagara frontier and more so inland, we get to the upper 80s, even close to 90 degrees.
Have we hit 90 in Western, or I should say at the Buffalo Airport yet this year?
We've only hit it once on July 6th. We hit 90 degrees. So we may reach that again, but more so for areas inland has a better chance of seeing actually 90 degrees.
Oh, all right. So the heat is back. Is this out of the ordinary? You know, we've had a couple of stretches now after this next one of 90 degree weather for over a day. Is that typical for this time of year, or are we seeing more than normal?
Well, we are above normal for temperatures. We usually see the low 80s this time of year. However, we oftentimes see 90 degrees in July. Our normal first 90 degree day is July 2nd. So we were pretty much right on point there. So, July is usually the time where we see those 90 degree days.
Heather, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Heather Kenyon, meteorologist at the National Weather Service.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.